Bay's TAN Talk. Entertaining and informative radio for the Sunshine State.
The Florida Sheriff Ranch's thrift store, located at 2622 Bayshore Boulevard in Dunedin, at the corner of Alternate 19 and Curlew Road, has over 14,000 feet of great shopping. Furniture, clothes, houseware, artwork, and much, much more, with daily specials. On Monday, 50% off all clothing. Tuesday, non-senior day, under 55, 50% off. Wednesday, all veterans, 50% off. Thursday, first responders and medical personnel, 50% off. Friday, senior day, 55 plus, 50% off. Saturday, teachers and educational staff also get 50% off. Check out the coupon in the BCC coupon book, also good for 50% off. The Florida Sheriff's Ranch Thrift Store, 2622 Bayshore Boulevard in Dunedin, 727-736-2527. Check them out online at sre4kids.org. The Florida Sheriff Ranch Thrift Store.
Opening a new business and need business cards? Want to create flyers or posters for that special meeting? Going to an expo and need banners or promotional items? Minuteman Press in Largo is the answer for all your print needs. Located at 2475 East Bay Drive in Largo, Minuteman Press not only does excellent work, but they are also super fast and priced right. They can design anything you need and provide you with direct mail promotions, calendars, brochures, presentation folders, digital services, labels, and much more. You can contact Minuteman Press at 727-535-3800 or check them out at largo.minutemanpress.com. If you need any type of printing or promotional items, there is nobody better than Minuteman Press Largo. Call them today, 727-535-3800, or check them out at largo.minutemanpress.com.
Time for the Brian Cash Claus Show. Now here he is, the host with the most, Mr. Brian Cash Claus.
Good afternoon, Tampa Bay. Hope everyone is out there having a great day. It's beautiful outside today. And we are here in the studio with Martha. How are you today?
I'm fantastic. How are you?
I am very well. It is just gorgeous outside, getting a lot of things accomplished. Work is going well. So how is your work going? And tell us a little bit about that and what you do.
Yeah, absolutely. So I'm actually an agent here in the area, and I serve Tampa Bay and surroundings. And, you know, with the real estate market, usually this time of the year, it slows down, and it has like 0.1% slowing down, but it's still very, very hot since everybody wants to be over here. And obviously with the great interest rates, everybody's looking to purchase.
That's awesome. So do we have Ray on the phone as well?
Yes, we do.
Hey, Ray.
Hello.
Hi, how are you today, Ray?
Oh, it just keeps getting better and better. Hi, Martha.
Hi, Ray, how are you?
Oh, wonderful, thank you.
So, Ray, tell us what you do and what's the name of your business.
So, my handle is The Lone Whisperer, and the reason that name came about is because I've got a knack for listening and getting loans across the finish line. I'm a mortgage loan originator, I'm a broker, and I've been local in St. Pete for 40 years.
Awesome. So what you do and what Martha does is goes hand in hand.
Yes, they're quite similar. We both serve the borrower and the seller in a transaction of home purchasing.
All right. Well, since you two are experts in the field, I am going to let you guys have a conversation. Let's tell everyone, how do you go about trying to buy your maybe first home, or some questions that people might have and what they can do if they want to sell their home, too?
Great. Ladies first.
Absolutely. Awesome. So if you're looking to purchase your first home, The first thing I would say would be look into your situation. Have you had, you know, a stable income in the last 2 years? How's your credit looking? And around how much you have in your savings that you're looking to use that towards the purchase of a home? And you can go at it both ways. You can either find a lender first and they can point you to the right direction and with the real estate agent, or you can do it backwards, which is what I do all the time. Somebody will come to me and then I can, you know, connect them with someone like yourself, Ray, and then we can start the process from there.
Well, I really like that. It sounds like you've got a very good grasp of the basics. And being a broker actually takes the walls down of some of the things that you mentioned. I can even do people that don't have steady employment as far as W-2s. I can take people with disabilities, long-term Social Security, and also turn them into home purchases, too. I also do, loans that aren't straight ahead, that they call non-QM, which is qualified mortgage. If you don't fit into that box, with what you mentioned, the long-term residency, long-term particular job, et cetera, your income might come from Etsy, might come from Uber, it might come from retirement, it might might come from VA. You might be getting an award letter, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. I can also turn them or those people into homeowners. So it's a broad spectrum, but you definitely have the basics, and that's so good to hear from a realtor that has a handle on some of the basics to get started.
Yeah, absolutely. And I feel like, just like you're saying, there's so many different options out there. It really makes a difference who you work with, because a lot of people that have worked with me have come from trying to get a loan through, you know, a big bank or something like that. And they sometimes do get denied, and they're good borrowers, but it's just not the same as working with someone like, you know, a mortgage broker like yourself. We have so many more options and flexibility when it comes to a loan. So what's something that you see that people come from other places like, you know, Bank of America or anything like that? What's becoming an issue with those big banks, and what can you do differently than them?
That's a very good point, and you see that a lot. People come in because banks send out those teaser rates. Always can get you, you know, we get you in for this amount, and it's ridiculously low.
Mm-hmm.
You finally get closer to the application or the fine print, it has a lot of contingencies that I would say almost 8, if not 9 out of people don't actually fit into that particular box. But the good news is, and you mentioned it, as a broker, I'm going to start out with everything up front, and we're going to keep the thread the same as the conversation that we had when you came to me.
Mm-hmm.
If there's any changes, I continue to explain them to you so you understand, you agree, and it's the best option for your situation.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. That's why I always say, you know, what's stopping you from purchasing your first home? Because most of the time, it's just you haven't connected with the right person to point you in the right direction. So that's 100% true. I wanted to mention, what's something else that, besides actually qualifying, what's something else that when people come to you that have been denied somewhere else, you're able to kind of make the situation better and make it work for them? What else have you dealt with?
Well, Martha, that's a great question. I'm so glad you asked it, because that's one of my growing specialties, is credit rescoring, or
mm-hmm.
put the clients through a simulator.
Mm-hmm.
What we do is we take the 3 reporting credit agencies and we run their credit through, and then we get a plus or minus so many points to raise them to a qualifying score. I share that with the borrower. Hey, you know, if you pay this down from 600 to 300, or this from the 200 to 150, or we settle on these collections, this is how much your score will go up to. And so I share that information with them to give them an approach that it's still doable.
Right.
Even though you have credit scores at this time that are not going to qualify, we can rescore you through a credit simulation and get you to qualifying credit scores. And that's what I do.
Exactly. And so many people are scared of that because they are scared of getting a no. But honestly, the worst thing that can happen is we tell you, hey, no right now, but then we're able to work towards that goal of being able to qualify for that mortgage. And I hear a lot of misconceptions out there about what the actual score is. So if you can clarify, what's the minimal score to be able to qualify for a purchase of a property?
That's a great question, and that is so wide-ranging, I would not be able to give one particular or even a small amount of what you're asking, because as a broker, I can stop lenders that tailor-make the particular loan according to that person's qualifying credit scores, which serves that person very specifically.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, when I worked for a box lender, a very big direct lender, if you didn't fit in with your credit scores, it was a no.
Mm-hmm.
Now what I can do is if you come to me with lower credit scores, ideally everybody wants to be a 640 and above.
Right.
If you come in, if you come to me with under a 640, and I tell you the truth, you're going to pay higher interest rate. You're going to pay higher fees across the board. Even in your car insurance, lower credit scores get treated differently across the board in everything we purchase. What I'm going to do is offer you a way to get you a much better credit score, but to qualify for specifically a mortgage with good term, good rate, and good interest rate. And so that's the process that I offer, and I let them understand it. And I talk with them until they understand exactly what they're going to be spending money on. And to be honest with you, Mark, it's not very expensive to rescore each person's. So if I go through the three reporting agencies and they say, okay, Mr. McGillicuddy's score here at TransUnion is a 490, then there's Experience got a 580, and then Equifax has got a 510. Under each one of those credit ratings is a plus with a number. And they give you the number underneath that if you take care of those items that's inside of that particular agency, you could raise this score to the number that will get that score to a qualifying for a mortgage. And so I go with them, and I show them, okay, here, you have a Verizon. I'm just spitballing. You have a Verizon debt here. It says you owe $400 from 2015. Let's call them and see if they'll settle for $200. Then we can get a letter of explanation and a letter of satisfaction. Boom, that one goes away. Your points go up to 6%. And in that particular credit agency, now you qualify. And we go through each agency until we get qualifying credit scores. And then it's about a $38 cost to rescore each one. So when we get all of these paid down or to get the collection satisfied, then I go to each agency and I say, we're going to rescore Johnny McGillicuddy here on this one. Here's the satisfaction letters. Here's the collection payoff. And it's about $38 to each credit agency. And voila, now they qualify not only for lowering all their other things in their life across the board because they have good credit rating, but also to be accepted for a pre-approval process to get a home loan.
Absolutely. And the most important thing about that whole, you know, the whole explanation that you gave, you know, it was wonderful, is that you don't have to have a 700 credit score. And so many people have that misconception and they don't know exactly what they need to do to be able to get to a better score. But they think they have to have a perfect score. And that's not true at all. So that's a great explanation on how we can get you to that score. And I wanted to touch in on that. How long would that process be? Like, for example, if I'm going to buy a house and my credit is so-so, you know, low 600s, and I have maybe one or two small things in collection, how long does that whole process take for us to get the green light and actually start going and seeing homes?
Okay, great question, because I'm sure everybody wants to know, and today in the instamatic flow of Switch world that we live in,
mm-hmm.
The reality is there's several variables, and everybody has a different budget. If I said to you, and I put you in that credit rescoring, Martha, and I said, well, here, if you pay these three down, these two, and then four over here, and this one's $200, it would depend on your budget, how often or how fast you can satisfy each one of them. I never dictate to people, hey, you got to pay this in 30 days, pay this in 10 days. I let them know that the sooner they can get these satisfied, the sooner that we can begin the process of rescoring them and then headed towards a pre-approval. So the answer to that question is how fast the pace of those people that I'm working with want to go.
Right, right. So it really depends on every situation, because some places can get that letter to you pretty quickly, and then some of them take their time. So that's why, just like when we were talking the other day, start before you're ready, because so many people wait until their lease is about to be over, and then they're in a rush, and they feel like, you know, things are going too fast, and they're not able to have the right process for things. So that's why it's so important to start before you're ready.
Right. And yeah, I can't agree more, because it just makes sense. Because the last thing you want to do is cause yourself aggravation and stress when you can eliminate that by starting early. And then if there are some hurdles or speed bumps that come along, you've got plenty of time.
Exactly.
Satisfy them well, because in today's market, Marta, as you know and many people know, lenders want absolutely good, solid criteria in order to take the risk, lend the money, get the home purchased. So there's no cutting corners. There's no, hey, you know, they'll look over that, or I'll take care. It has to be right.
Mm-hmm.
My ideal way of doing that is letting people know up front, this is a process. It's a commitment. If you're willing to do it, I'll go to bat for you. I'll stay on top of it. I'll help you every step of the way. But yes, it is a concerted effort today, especially with all the government guidelines, oversight, and transparency that's built in. It is a commitment to follow through, like with not only the credit rescoring if that's necessary, but the actual pre-approval process, tendering the documents in a timely fashion so that you don't have a laissez-faire, well, we'll get you the next 30-day sanction. Meanwhile, the original 30-day bank statements are no longer current, and you have to send them again. So they have to create a little bit of an urgency, because things are on a timeline. And that's what I share up front. If you're not willing, or you can't, or you're so busy at this time in your life that you can't commit to this process, let me know now so I don't waste your time.
Yeah, you're exactly right. And on top of that, the market goes by fast. So if you're looking at homes online and you fall in love with a home and you're like, oh, you know, let's wait until, you know, the weekend to send those documents, and I'm sure by Monday we can go check it out. Yeah, no. That home is long gone. People have moved in. Like, yeah, that's not going to happen.
You're so right. Yeah, no. One of the things I seen just the other day to share with the viewers of how the market, it is softening a little bit, which is good. But, you know, the sellers, you know, they sat on their hands for several years because, the market was so poor for them. But now they're getting an opportunity to get out or maybe update or even downsize. But what I'm seeing on some of the houses, this couple I was doing for, I said, well, we need to move along pretty fast. I need you to respond to me during the day for documents. They found a house at 4 o'clock. By 12 o'clock that night, there was 32 backup offers.
Wow.
Wow.
Right? It's not unheard of to get 6 or 8 by the end of the day backup offers. So I tell people, listen, I'm grooming you. It's kind of like grooming for a job. You want to put your best foot forward. You want to wear your nice clothes. You want to make sure your presentation is polished, because there's no room for you to slip up, make a mistake, or not have your footing right because you're not focused on the ball. In today's market, it is very hot. It's overheated, and there's people standing by that have everything in order and can move forward quickly. That's what we're up against today.
That's exactly true, and it's just like anything. If you want to get it, you have to put in the effort to be able to be in the situation. Once the opportunity comes along, you're ready to pull the trigger. I have worked you know, with so many people that I have to explain the process to them because they might have bought, you know, a very long time ago. And things have changed. Even just since this last 2 years, the market is completely different than it was 5 years ago. So if somebody sees a house, we need to set the expectation like, hey, listen, I know you want to think it over, but we have to either know if it's a go or a no, because it will be gone. If you love it, somebody else is going to love it too. So, and I wanted to touch in on that, that you work on your own schedule, correct? You don't work just from 9 to 5, right?
Well, I work when there's work. Of course, I have certain disciplines and structure every day. I am structured similar to a 9 to 5.
Mm-hmm.
Just like yourself, if you're sitting down to dinner with your family and there's somebody that needs your attention at 9 o'clock at night, oftentimes I would excuse myself, answer a few questions, come back to dinner. So I'm available when people need me.
Absolutely. And that's the great thing about, you know, being a mortgage broker and also like myself being a independent realtor. I'm available when my clients need me, because like a lot of banks, I had a situation recently that my buyers were moving from Tennessee and they were only in town for a very limited amount of time. And they were like, Martha, we're going to call the bank, you know, a day or so before we get there, and we're going to go to the bank and start the process. But it was around the holidays. So I was like, listen, this other house, you loved it. You really want to wait a few more days? It's going to be gone. So we ended up, you know, connecting them with a mortgage broker, and we got the pre-approval in like no time. And they were going to go with their regular bank and everything, but they closed. You know, they're on their schedule. They're closed. What if you need them after a certain time? What are you going to do? What's your options?
Well, we see that. You and I see that often. And as experts, when somebody comes to me with a bank and they want me to compete and everything like that, I said, why don't you just call that bank, go through that process, and if you're satisfied, go with them, because I don't want to deter you. If you have your mindset and you think you're going to get a better deal, I'm interested in what's best for you. And oftentimes, within 3 days, they call me back, Martha, and say, they haven't returned any of my calls.
Right.
The rate they showed me, it's not the same as the one they're going to give me. And so I said, I understand. I'm not going to get it back and forth on who's better, who's worse. The bottom line is, like you and I present everything up front without any smoke and mirrors. I talk to you on layman's terms. I don't do those acronyms and abbreviations. I spell everything out. And I make it very simple. And that's sometimes, like you see, it's not about who's got the biggest, baddest deal, who's going to save a dollar or $100. It's who's the best communicator, who services me the best, who genuinely cares. And like we just talked about a minute ago, Marta, who answers their phone?
Right. And most importantly, who do you trust? Because let's be honest, buying a home is probably the biggest financial, you know, purchase that many people make in their whole lifetime. So you got to make sure that whoever you decide to work with, you can trust them. I'm recently working with a client that she's telling me that her coworker, she couldn't get a hold of her realtor. She couldn't get a hold of her mortgage lender. And I'm just like, I can't even imagine that, because I know that if my clients are trusting me with such a big, big purchase, I have to reassure them like, hey, listen, this is what's going on. This is what we're working on. I will get to you as soon as I can. I'll reach out to you. But I set the expectation like, hey, I'll call you around 12. I'll let you know. I'll call you at this time. But so many people, they don't set that expectation. And that can make a lot of buyers really anxious, because I don't know about you, but I hate just waiting and not knowing what the next expectation is.
Agreed. And it's unnecessary. It's unnecessary. Much like you've been tutored by mentors on your side in the real estate, much like me, I've been tutored and mentored by very seasoned people. And one of the biggest complaints in the industry, yours and mine, that we hear is, I can't get a hold of my realtor.
I can't
get a hold of my lender.
It's ridiculous.
People will not tolerate that today. And so if you're, as myself, I've been taught very early on, that unless I'm available, unless I'm committed, I can't transmit them to be committed to me if I'm not committed to them.
Exactly.
And you know what? It's still very simple. Answer your phone. If you're too busy and you can't service people, maybe you should get out of the business, because putting numbers up on the wall is not what it's about. Putting numbers up on the board. How many? Oh, Ray Rouse got 20 loans. but I can only actually physically talk to two or three people a month to do the correct, then I'm too busy. I should get out of the business because all I am is interested in the numbers and not the people. This is all about people.
That's so true.
Phone number real quick. Brian?
Brian's not in here right now. Tammy is.
Okay, 727-512-0497. And I'd like to share the name of the company that I'm a broker for, and that's Phoenix Loan Solutions, Inc.
All right, and that's Ray Rowell. Thank you so much, Ray. If you want to hold on 1 second, I just want to do a little promo for a couple of our new clients. We have a brand new client, and I just love them because I love perfume. I'm sure all the ladies listening are interested. It's Christmas time, guys, so you could go check it out. It's The Perfume Shop, and they've been there literally for about 40 years down on Park Boulevard in Pinellas Park. And what they have there, it is all of the luxury perfumes. They have a variety of just everything you could think of. But they have discount prices. You're not going to pay the Macy's price or, you know, the big chain store prices. They have everything at a discount. I bought some Prada perfume. I got some Acqua Di Gio. And I don't know if anyone has noticed, but perfumes have actually gone up since the whole coronavirus situation, like by a lot. Mm-hmm. One of the perfumes I used to buy, let's say it was $78, it is now $136.
Oh, wow.
But there, they have it for the same old price that I used to pay. So they have a huge variety. Like I said, it's two sisters. They're awesome ladies. I met them yesterday. And they are at 6195 Park Boulevard in Pinellas Park. And if you want to give them a call to ask them any questions, it is 727-547-1402. And that is The Perfume Shop at 6195 Park Boulevard. And they have all of the luxury perfumes out there that you could ever dream of at a discount price. All right, and we also have another brand new client that I just met today. It's Andy over at Royalty Fine Jewelers over in Palm Harbor. They are located at 33871 US 19 North in Palm Harbor, right behind the McDonald's in the Sable Ridge Shopping Center Plaza. And they have been there for since 1969. So they have been there a very long time, very reputable. But I was in their shop today. They have a beautiful selection of jewelry, bracelets, rings, necklaces, anything you could possibly think of. And guys, it is Christmas time. You know, your lovely ladies like jewelry.
I know I do.
I know I do too. It's the perfect gift. You can't go wrong. And they have a huge selection for anybody's price range. And they have 30 to 70% off of their in-stock jewelry. So they have financing, they have layaway available, and they also do repairs, they do custom designs. So if you want to create like a beautiful ring, maybe for a gift or an engagement ring, they can actually make it for you. So whatever you can dream, they can make. They also do appraisal services and bands and batteries, and they've been there, like I said, since 1969. That's Royalty Fine Jewelers at 33871 US 19 in the Sable Ridge Shopping Center right behind McDonald's.
Have you ever had anything custom made for you?
Actually, I don't think so.
It's neat.
Yeah.
My dad did. He used to always have stuff made for him. And it was funny, when he passed away, they gave me everything, but then I knew my brother Kevin wanted it. So what I did is I gave it all to him. I mean,
aww,
it was
sweet.
Really neat. He had this one ring where it had three diamonds, and like he had it custom made. And we went there a couple times to watch the jeweler do it, mm-hmm. you know, with the torch and all that. It was kind of a neat thing.
Oh, yeah. It's
one of a kind. That's why.
Right.
So it was kind of neat to see. But I would like to have it done for you.
Oh, well, my birthday is July 22nd, just putting it out there.
All right, that's a ruby. That's a ruby.
So we're going to do that. So, well, I'm going to have something custom made for you.
All right.
So that is Royalty Fine Jewelers right behind McDonald's on US 19 in the Sable Ridge Shopping Center.
Now, did you put that in the ad?
Yeah.
Behind McDonald's.
Oh, no. It's not on here right now. Right.
And that's the thing, too, with addresses. If I say to you 302-467 U.S. 19 North, you don't know where it is. Where do you think that is? But if I say to you Curlew and U.S. 19 in the right behind, what is that there?
Actually, it's like almost Nebraska. We're Nebraska and U.S. 19.
Yeah, you should always have a description in an ad.
That's how I find stuff, because I just put it on my GPS. And that's
I get it. But so say someone, like we have an ad we did in Tampa, right?
Mm-hmm.
And we did the ad in Tampa, but we didn't put the address on it. And he's getting more calls because the book's in Pinellas, Eastlake, Oldsmar. Mm-hmm. And he's on Hillsborough. He's a genius, this guy. He said, no, leave the address off. So now people are calling for the address. Hmm. And he's given a great deal, $89 for a window tint.
Wow. Yeah, and you can't beat that.
You can't beat the price. So I learned 40 years in the industry, his name is Julio.
Julio Auto Safe and Sound.
Right, so I learned from him. So you learn. He purposely did the opposite now.
Hmm.
Didn't put the address in. Because he thought maybe people, but once you get them on the phone and you talk to the people, you realize you get a little comfortable. So we got SpongeBob?
Yes, and we have Gary on the line.
Okay, good, Gary.
All right.
So I got to say, Tropic Coolant Inc., right? I said tropical, and he corrected me. No, it's Tropic.
Tropicoolant.
Tropic Coolant Inc. And we got Max there, his grandson. And this song is being sponsored by Tropic Coolant Inc. Now, they're a family-owned and operated company. Does it matter to you?
Are you ready, kids?
Here it is.
Aye, aye, Captain!
I can't hear you!
Aye, aye, Captain!
Oh! Who lives in a pineapple under the sea?
SpongeBob SquarePants!
Absorbent and yellow and porous is he?
SpongeBob SquarePants!
If nautical nonsense be something you wish,
SpongeBob SquarePants!
Then drop on the deck and flop like a fish!
Lives in, and now, so my kids, when they weren't home, because it's on that channel,
mm-hmm.
So what, this is years ago, of course, my grandkids and all that, I would actually not turn the channel and watch SpongeBob SquarePants. I know that's crazy, but it actually is like, he's like Forrest Gump of cartoons, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Right?
That's never accurate. Watched, yep.
Right, it's Forrest Gump, and he's just such a good person that he always comes out on top. Right, and then the mean guy Squibber.
Yep. Right? Squidward.
What is it?
Squidward.
Squidward. He always gets the bad end of it, and he's not happy.
Right.
You know, they tell you. They say, what do they say? Be happier for longer periods of time, more often. Right. Well, then let your face show it. You know, gratitude is like an action word. You show you're thankful by your face expressions, by what you say. It's an action word you say, because the more that you're grateful for what you have, the more you get to be grateful for.
Absolutely.
Right? So with this Tropic Coolant Inc., right, they're tropiccoolant.com, and what their deal is, you know, I try to tell people, do you want to support a local person? You're an independent agent, real estate agent, for what company?
EXP Realty.
Right. So do you want to do business with someone that's small? I'm not trying to, like, just to get a point across.
No. Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm an independent publisher, right? And I'm one of the last, too, actually. Savers Digest, which was a big company, just went out of business.
Oh.
They were three counties wide, right? So in northern Pinellas County, I'm the only coupon book. When 20 years ago, there was, like, I would say 10 of us.
Wow.
Putting out different types of coupons, publications. So do you want to, can you go with the angle, right? And I'm asking a question to you. Mm-hmm. Can you go with the angle that not only will you make money by doing an ad in the coupon book, but can you go with the angle that you're supporting a local publisher that's independent, is not a big part of the big media? Does it matter to you that you're investing your dollars with a small publication to keep them afloat? Or does that even, or they'll say, like, you can't sell what's in your best interest. In other words, you have to sell what's in the client's best interest. Can that be an angle where someone can lay their hat on? Because I'm thinking of Tropic Coolant Inc. with the same theory. This is where I'm going. He's a small, independent guy. He has his grandson, Max, in the car. He's picking him up at school. He's listening right now, right? And I kept saying, your son. He goes, no, my grandson. Does it matter to you if you have a company that has 100 trucks, or do you want to support the guy that has a grandkid that's a local guy who's spending his money in the community? Is that a selling point?
Oh, yeah, 100%, because at the end of the day, we all have to start somewhere, and by supporting small businesses, you're helping a family, you know, put food on the table. You're helping a family maybe have something for Christmas. You're really making a difference. It's just like you buy local, you buy on Amazon. Amazon is going to get business whether you buy from them or not, but a small business, it really is the heart of the community at the end.
Right. Good point. So that's Tropic Coolant Inc., and that you can get in touch with them either at 727-294-1899. I wonder what happened in 1899. Google it. What's the biggest thing that happened? Who wants to make $50? What do you think the biggest thing that happened in 1899?
Biggest highlight of 1899.
Would it be the turn of the century?
I'm scared to answer, honestly.
I want people to remember 1899. And then 294.
Ah.
What happened?
Well, on February 10th, it was the Spanish-American War.
Wow,
I was thinking something around war and revolution.
And it said the U.S. receives the Philippines, Samoa, Guam, and Puerto Rico as a result of the Treaty of Paris.
Oh.
In 1899.
Yes, in
1899. Who was the president in 1899? Who do you think?
Who was the president of the United States in 1899?
Anybody know?
I do not.
Okay.
McKinley. William McKinley.
Now, wasn't he assassinated? I think he's one of the few presidents. We're doing this on the cuff. You guys see, we're a very well-organized show.
He was assassinated. You see, he's very good at facts.
He knows his history.
He was assassinated in 1901.
Right. And so that's pretty cool. So
it says that he actually was famous because he led us to victory in that Spanish-American War.
Wow.
Wow. You know, they call it the Spanish flu, right? Back in World War I, more people were killed from it. Like, we now could make sense because of the corona. But really, it originated in Kansas.
Wow.
Yeah. Right. Not Spanish. The reason they called it the Spanish flu is because that's where the outbreak was. This is during World War I when our troops left in trains, right? And they were all packed, right? And their just like in China, right? Who was the first one to get the corona were the three scientists that worked at the Wuhan lab. It was just a coincidence, by the way. They worked at the Wuhan lab, and it was just a coincidence that they were the first three to be known cases. But if you believe China, that it didn't come out of the Wuhan lab, right?
Uh-oh.
So that's the same thing with
The Spanish flu.
The first cases came out of Kansas.
Hmm.
And if you tell people that, they don't believe you.
You learn something new every day.
So back to with that Tropic Coolant Inc. Let's play SpongeBob again for Max.
Let's do it again.
Sponsored by Tropic Coolant Inc. We got it.
Are you ready, kids?
For Max.
Aye, aye, Captain.
I can't hear you.
Aye, aye, Captain.
Oh, who lives in a pineapple under the sea? Be something you wish.
SpongeBob SquarePants.
Then drop on the deck and flop like a fish.
SpongeBob SquarePants.
Ready? SpongeBob SquarePants. SpongeBob SquarePants. SpongeBob SquarePants. SpongeBob SquarePants.
All right, that was from Max.
Max at Tropic Coolant Inc., your grandpa made that happen. So when Max, you look at Grandpa and you say, thank you, Grandpa. Tropic Coolant Inc. Can you do me a favor? Can you interview Gary from the Boy Scouts? You there, Gary?
Yep.
All right, Gary.
This is Martha.
Yes, a realtor. You want to buy some real estate?
I may, you know, I never know.
You never know. Okay, so tell Martha what you do, and let's see how she interviews you.
Okay.
Hey, Gary, how are you today?
She's a natural. Oh, I'm doing great.
Awesome.
I just want to let you know what I do. I actually raise money for kids.
Okay.
To be sponsored in Boy Scouts.
All right.
And usually these kids, they have no way to actually do it. And so we provide the way that they can do it.
That's amazing. And when did you start doing that?
Oh, about 4 years ago.
And what services or how do you approach that? Do you start events? Tell me a little bit more about the background of it.
Okay, well, what it is I came up with some kids that couldn't be in scouting because they just didn't have the money.
Mm-hmm.
And the first guy I came across was a widower, and he had two kids, and he'd been in the Air Force. And he came out of the Air Force to take care of his two kids. And he was getting nothing from the Air Force, basically. So he was working a full-time job and going to night school so that he could provide for his children. And he couldn't come up with the money for them to be in scouting. And so I looked at him, and I said, okay, give me the kids' sizes for their uniforms. And he said, but I can't pay for it. I said, I didn't ask that. Give me the sizes. So he gave me the sizes, and I said, they'll be here in 3 days. He said, but I can't. I said, would you shut up? I said, "This, you got to learn something. Scouting is a family, and we take care of each other. And when you get back on your feet, you pay it forward to somebody else, but not until you're back on your feet, okay? And this guy burst into tears. And I realized what kind of pressure he was under, right? And he wanted his kids to grow up and have a decent life. And so we provided that for him. And those are the kind of people we help out.
Beautiful.
And it's very real. I see the people every day, so I know who they are and that kind of thing. And it's my goal to help out. Through Brian's radio show, during this year, we've sponsored, I think, something like 50 to 75 kids.
Oh, wow.
And Brian has a heart of gold, and I just want to let everybody know that. And by working with him, I was able to get contacts and people in order to get the donations raised so I could sponsor these kids. And then in turn, I helped out those businesses get clients. So it's a two-way street.
Yeah, win-win situation for both the kids and the families and also the businesses that help it happen. And what was the turning point when you realized that more kids out there need that same help?
With that guy.
Kind of started everything.
That was like a very real example to me of a really good person with a big heart who had a tragic circumstance in his life, right? And he was trying to make a go of it for his kids, and he needed some help. And so those are the kind of people that I help out.
Right, everyday people, you know, parents, single parents as well?
Yes, and especially mothers with single mothers, right, so that we can help out their kids. Because they're usually working their hearts out anyway,
right?
And they're carrying the whole load, and they're concerned about their kids' well-being and their safety. And this way we can guarantee that, number one, the kids are safe.
Absolutely.
Number two, they're actually going to learn something and have a good time while they're doing it and be involved with other kids their same age who are likewise inclined. And like I said, it's like a family. We all take care of each other.
Right, right. And what kind of activities does the whole group do together? Do kids come back after they've grown out of that age, or is it just kind of a never-ending thing that you just give back to the community?
Well, a lot of these guys will come and become volunteers in scouting, right? In other words, they'll lead a troop or a pack or something like that. And they will also take care of other kids. And the kids themselves, when they grow up and they get a job and they're in business and stuff, they also tend to be volunteers.
Okay.
So it expands the movement, makes it better, bigger, and you have a lot more people. I don't know if anybody knows this, but there are 50 million scouting alumni in the United States.
Wow, that's a big number.
Yeah, it's a big number. And there are, most of the CEOs of the Fortune 500 are Eagle Scouts.
Wow.
So it shows that the program actually produces a product.
Right, and it's a recruiting cycle, because those kids that go into the program, they feel like they eventually want to help out as well and give back. So you're saying that after they go through it, they want to come back as volunteers, and it kind of keeps going, and they help the next kid, and then the kid wants probably to do the same thing that was done for them. So that's a great principle there, because it really helps, you know, give and receive, but at the end of the day, help others.
Yeah, it's the same thing happens in business. You know, like you're talking about small businesses. You know, like the guy next door runs a print shop.
Mm-hmm.
And the other guy's involved in real estate sales, and he needs to get contact with people that want to buy his product. Well, the printer will help him out, and maybe the printer needs a new premises. So he's going to contact that real estate guy, right?
Right.
So it goes all the way through the community. And that's how business gets done, and it's always how it's gotten done.
Right, relationships. That's it at the end. Relationships and helping others and making a difference, because that's the biggest thing. People make a difference, then you want to make a difference in someone else's life.
And the whole point is based on one word, trust.
Right.
Can you trust this guy? And in scouting, that's the one of the principles that's emphasized very, very hard, is be worthy of trust.
Absolutely.
Yeah. You give your word, you never break it.
That's the biggest thing, especially with small businesses. That's how we grow, referral-based and trusting people to do business with us. And then that grows and grows and grows. So 100% trust is super big.
Yeah.
Do you see how many calls we're having in?
I just want to give you one more example.
Uh-huh.
Right?
Do you know, like,
it was a CEO. ExxonMobil, okay?
Mm-hmm.
He became our Secretary of State. His name is Rex Tillerson. He was known worldwide for never going back on his word once given. His word was better than a contract.
Wow.
We have
it. One of the worldwide biggest corporations.
Right, you
know he was an Eagle Scout?
Right. Wow, that's pretty cool. I know who he is. He also said under his breath that President Trump was a moron.
Uh-oh.
You know that, right?
Yeah, I know why, too.
I know. I'm just saying to him and President Trump had a little outgoing there. You know, he was a very successful man. That's what I get a kick when you see people that are so powerful and then they take jobs that really are less paying and all that. But he's a man that talks what he thinks, and but him and President Trump ended up making up. But that's just it. When you have egos and high-powered people going up against each other, sometimes that's what comes out. He didn't mean it, and then, you know, just like you, but who do you hurt? Generally, you hurt the people you love the most. They're the ones that can push your buttons, right?
Yeah.
Right. Right. Anyhow, we're going to do something. Can you do a commercial for there for my friend? Now, I messed up. Last week, I didn't put him on. Then the week before that, I stuttered.
Oh, no.
So can you please do a great commercial? And this is, we're going to read some of the testimonials.
Okay.
But you do the commercial, and then Tammy's going to read testimonials.
And then we have a question off of YouTube for Martha.
All right. Okay. Awesome. All right. So today's sponsor is A1 Advanced Carpet Cleaning, Inc. 100% customer satisfaction, odor removal, office cleaning, truck-mounted unit, and they have 20 years of experience, and they have tons of great coupons. They have two rooms and a free hall for $54.95. They have couch and love seats for $89.95. tiles and grout deep steam cleaning for 20% off. Wow, that's a good deal right there. And you can reach them at 727-403-2726. Again, the number 727-403-2726.
2726.
Great job. A1 advanced carpet cleaning.
Right, not just that, truck mounted. People might not realize how important that is. In the ad, it says truck mounted.
Mm-hmm.
There's a big difference than renting the machine at Ace Hardware.
Right.
Right? That's like just what percentage.
Oh, yeah, this is a big old machine.
The suction on the suction and really getting the dirt at the root. Think about that, the root of the carpet.
That's a deep clean.
Deep cleaning when you have a truck mounted unit like A1 Advance. Then the crappy one you get at Ace Hardware.
This is they have the big boy stuff. That's what I call it.
Yes.
So let's read some of the stuff.
All right. So these are some.
This is for A1.
These are some Google reviews for A1 Advanced Carpet Cleaning. I'm just going to read a few. They have so many. But this one is from Barbara. It says, "Great job. Very impressed with my carpets. Will never use another carpet company again. Very highly recommended. Thank you, Dave." That's one. Then another from Alexander. "I've been using A1 Advanced Carpet Cleaning for the last few years, and I've found them to be the most professional and fairly priced. Dave does a great professional job, is on time every time, and the carpets always come out absolutely great. Would highly recommend A1 hands down above anybody else."
Wow.
These are great, right?
Because he got money invested into a special type of truck-mounted unit,
mm-hmm.
so the job is done right.
Right.
And Dave, you could just tell, is the owner and operator, so he's going to care. And you don't have to go to a manager. He's going to make sure he takes care of a problem. And one thing I found out talking to him, it's not a problem, it's just information.
Mm-hmm.
And then when you have a problem and you get that information and you take care of it, that shows you care and you actually have a better client because you did take care of it. It's not a bad information. It's just information, and let's handle it and make it right.
Everybody happy.
What can I do to make it right?
And just so everyone knows, he has actually 5-star reviews, so he has never had a negative review, actually, on Google.
Beautiful.
Wow.
And, I mean, I could go on and on and on and on. I'll read one more. It says, "Wow," this is from Jeffrey. It says, "Wow, my wife and I are really happy with the great job A1 did on our carpet and our tile throughout our home. I was very impressed with the owner. He is very trustworthy. The work and the rate reflects a long-term business relationship, and I will definitely hire again for sure."
Wow. What's the question from Martha?
The question is, what is the minimum down payment when it comes to purchasing a home?
That is a great question, and I'm so glad somebody finally asked it because there's so many misconceptions about that. So we are going to just head on that real quick.
Go ahead.
But remember to call A1 Advanced Carpet Cleaning for your carpet needs. And can we answer the question?
Sure, answer it real quick.
You need 3.5% down and 3.5% or around the same cost for closing costs.
All right, and tune in next week if you want to hear some more from Martha. Thank you, Ray. Thank you, Gary. Thank you, everyone, for tuning in. Have a great day, Tampa Bay.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3
WZHR Zephyr Hills
FM 104.3
Listen.